All right, 9:47. We're back here with a little bit of sunshine, 72 degrees. You know what I like? I like a guy that can just ride his bike right into the studio. I'm loving it. We are talking Habitat 500 today. The gentleman I'm speaking with here in studio, Tim DeLette. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
And I love it. You just bring the bike right in. It's like, gee, I wonder what he's been up to. Tim, let's get a little background. Where are you from and how'd you end up in Wahpeton?
Yeah, I live in southern Colorado, Alamosa, Colorado.
Okay.
And Wahpeton is just on my way, so to speak. I'm doing a solo ride to get to a group ride,
okay,
which is the Habitat 500.
Sure.
Which starts in Fergus Falls, Minnesota this year.
So you've only got a short distance over there, so you're going to ride over on 210 today.
Yeah, we're going to call this my rest day.
Yeah. A down day for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Habitat 500 and kind of what this is all about. Give us a little background.
Yeah, the Habitat 500, this is the 30th year for this ride, and it's a group ride. They cap at about 130, so not a huge ride. And riders come from all over the country to raise funds for Habitat for Humanity, for whatever affiliate that they choose.
Mm-hmm. A great organization, by the way.
Yeah.
And your 17th year doing this, correct?
That's correct. This is my 17th year. My first ride was in 1996, so it hasn't been consecutive, but I'm happy to come back for this 17th one.
What prompted you to get into this, Tim?
You know, back in college, I started volunteering with Habitat for Humanity. And, you know, the mission is very simple. You know, simple, decent, affordable housing for folks that, that can purchase their own home and give, you know, a certain amount of sweat equity, putting work into their own home. So, you know, that the mission is the same. What a powerful, simple thing to do.
Are you amazed? Because when I look at Habitat for Humanity, from where it started to where it is now and the amount of work that's been done for people.
Yeah.
It's staggering.
It is.
It really is. And is that part of your motivation, too, for wanting to be a part of this?
It sure is. And then tying that in with an adventure, which I'm always up for, and cycling. And it's a nice combination for me.
So over 17 years, what have been some of your adventures? What stands out in your mind when you look back over your time with the rides?
Yeah. Well, the group ride is always a good time, and it's really well supported. Communities really support the effort as far as church groups and civic groups providing breakfast and dinner for the riders. We generally stay at a high school as we go along. And quite a few years I've done a solo ride to get to the ride,
mm-hmm.
which is a whole another thing, you know, unsupported, relying on the kindness of strangers. Just this past week, I started out on Sunday from Oak Point, and it was so hot. I mean, it was 104. And that's really dangerous, can be really dangerous out biking like that.
Absolutely.
I had a woman stop because she saw that I was struggling, and she told me, I'll be back with water.
Nice.
And she returned with, you know, two big spring waters, and that really saved my ride.
The kindness of strangers, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you talk about, you know, the big ride, once everybody gets together mm-hmm. and you're all together like that, it really kind of amplifies the sense of community.
Yeah.
You know, Habitat for Humanity obviously doing so many great things for so many years. Mm-hmm. And then the ride itself, too, establishes you with the rest of the riders. And so there's that sense of community. So it really does put the spotlight on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just layers of people working together to help each other out.
Right. So you mentioned 104 degree heat. How do you manage the weather? Because up here, it's so variable.
Yeah.
And it changes so quick.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah, the prairie wind is no joke.
Yeah.
Day two was much better temperature coming from Sioux Falls up to Brookings.
Mm-hmm.
But the wind was unbelievable.
Right.
The headwind, really strong.
It'll stop you dead in your tracks, definitely.
So even if you're not going that far, you know, 50 miles can seem like 100. You know,
you're working for every mile.
Energy-wise, exactly.
Right. Absolutely.
Just really paying attention to how I'm feeling and, you know, backing off a bit and really pacing myself.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you see for the future? Are you going to keep doing this from now till whenever?
I plan on it.
Okay. And again, supporting such a great cause, too, with Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good time. And, you know, people just join the journey in any way that they can, you know, whether it's putting me up for the night. Yesterday, it was a long day yesterday. I came from Whartonville.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful ride. I was seeing all kinds of wildlife, you know, foxes and bald eagle and pelicans. It was really, really fun along Big Stone Lake and coming up this way. But by the end of the day, I was kind of pooped.
I bet.
So last night I was hosted by Greg and Darcy. Greg and Darcy Mead.
Okay.
And Greg came out. They both came out and resupplied me with water. And then Greg essentially pulled me in on his bike. So we rode together the last 10 miles.
Fantastic.
Which made a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, just, you know, kudos to you. For doing what you're doing too, and what kind of training do you do? Any kind of training, kind of get in shape for this?
Yeah, I didn't have enough training for this ride, I've got wife and kids now, so
okay. That
makes it a little more challenging.
I bet
that
it
training
does.
Time,
you're right.
And then also there were quite a few days where there was smoke in the valley where I live from forest fires.
Sure.
So you really don't want to train in that, and it's tough. So I was inadequately trained for this ride.
So you're toughing it out.
Quite a bit, yeah.
this whole thing.
My legs are kind of shot right now.
I bet.
Yeah, but you just got to take it easy when you feel like you need to.
Tim, I got to tell you, thank you so much for stopping by. We're out of time, but thank you for coming in and sharing your story with us. Good luck and Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Tim DeLette, we're talking all about Habitat 500 here. It's coming up on 955, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Mick Kerr, updating markets here. Been open for about an hour, and soybeans continue to struggle with the August down 5.5 at 14.79 1/4. September 13.59 1/2 down 10 3/4. New crop November soybeans down 12.5 at 13.37. Soybeans have really been struggling this week, although overnight trade still suggests there's high demand for old crop supplies. At the opening bell,